वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम् चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम् जना सुकृतिनोऽर्जुन जना सुकृतिनोऽर्जुन आर्तो जिज्ञासुरक्तार्थे आर्तो जिज्ञासुरक्तार्थे ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ। चतुर्विधा भजन्ते माम् जना सुकृतिनोऽर्जुन आर्तो जिज्ञासुरक्तार्थे ज्ञानी च भरतर्षभ। तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम् प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम् अहं स च मम प्रियः अहं स च मम प्रियः। तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्तः एकभक्तिर्विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनोऽत्यर्थम् अहं स च मम प्रियः। उदारा सर्व एवैते उदारा सर्व एवैते ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम् ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तितस्स हि युक्तात्मा आस्तितस्स हि युक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम् मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्। उदारा सर्व एवैते ज्ञानी त्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तितस्स हि युक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमां गतिम्। बहूनां जन्मना मन्दे बहूनां जन्मना मन्दे ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते। वासुदेवः सर्वमिति वासुदेवः सर्वमिति समहात्मासु दुर्लभः समहात्मासु दुर्लभः। बहूनां जन्मना मन्दे ज्ञानवान् मां प्रपद्यते वासुदेवः सर्वमिति समहात्मासु दुर्लभः। कामैस्तैस्तैर्हृतज्ञानाः कामैस्तैस्तैर्हृतज्ञानाः प्रपद्यन्तीन्य देवताः प्रपद्यन्तीन्य देवताः। तं तं नियममास्ताय तं तं नियममास्ताय प्रकृत्या नियता स्वया प्रकृत्या नियता स्वया कामैस्तैस्तैर्हृतज्ञानाः प्रपद्यन्तीन्य देवताः। तं तं नियममास्ताय प्रकृत्या नियता स्वया।
For a jiva to overcome the illusion, Lord Krishna says the jiva should hold on to Paramatma. Jiva is the smaller circle. Prakriti is slightly bigger circle. The biggest circle is Paramatma. So the small circle is in big circle. So he said, those who wish to overcome the illusion, those who wish to rise above the gunas. In fact, when we say those who wish to rise above the gunas, everybody actually is wanting to rise above gunas, but they do not know that is exactly what they want. That is the problem. So once you realize that actually what you want is to rise above the gunas, the way to rise above the gunas, prakriti, is to hold on to Paramatma. You, the smallest circle, should surrender to the largest circle, then the medium circle which is bigger than you can be overcome. Right? the snake around Lord Shiva's head, neck, can ask Garuda how are you. Otherwise, independently Garuda will overpower the snake. But when the snake is around Lord Shiva's neck, it gets the strength. So that seeking, that surrendering, that prapatti is what he was highlighting in verse number 15. Then in verse number 16, which we saw last week, it is very off-quoted verse. He talks about four types of people who seek God. Four types of people who worship God or seek God. The first one is Artasi. They seek God, but they seek God for
wealth.
Second category is Artha. They seek God, but they seek God for removing the distress. Artha. Third is, they seek God, but they seek God for intellectual curiosity, knowledge. Fourth, called as Jnani. They seek God, but for the sake of God. They are the two bhaktas. All other three are not really at that level. They're trying to hold on, but still their interest is in the world. Like an eagle which is flying so high, but still its vision is on their prey. It's flying so high in the sky, but where is it seeing on the prey here, the world? Similarly, you're so close, you appreciate something beyond Prakriti. You appreciate Paramatma. You repose faith in Paramatma. But you repose faith in Paramatma to still continue to enjoy the world. You have still not understood the limitations of the world. You still believe that the world could bring you that joy that you are looking for. But you think God could help you to get that joy in the world. To that extent you are a bhakta. But you are not really at the highest level. As a jnani, why? Jnani has understood the limitations of the world. Which is going to explain it. Verse number 17. Tesham jnani nitya yukta. Tesham jnani nitya yukta. Eka bhaktir vishishyate. Eka bhaktir vishishyate. Priyo jnani notyattam. Priyo jnani notyattam. Aham sacham apriyah. Aham sacham apriyah. Tesham jnani nitya yukta. Eka bhaktir vishishyate. Priyo jnani notyattam. Aham sacham apriyah. Tesham jnani nitya yuktah. Of them, jnani, the fourth one, is nitya yuktah. Nitya means constant, eternal. Constantly united, yuktah. Jnani is constantly united with the self. Who is centered in the self? Who is centered in Paramatma? The centering in Paramatma happens when you have got totally detached from the world. The detachment from the world comes when you have understood the limitations of the world. Vairagya. See, little bit you still feel that it could bring me joy. You are not turned towards God totally. But all you've done, it's because you could probably help me in getting something from the world. You still feel world could give you something. Therefore, your centering is not totally in the Paramatma. It's not that you have understood the tattva. See, when a person has tattva darshan, when he becomes tattva nishtha, he has understood that the world has spoken to our substance. It appears. He has understood that all that glitters is not gold. It is glittering. It is attracting. This illusion is very attractive. It seems that there is something in it. But the more I run after it, like rainbow, I never catch hold of it. It recedes. Isn't it? I acquire, 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 more, 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 more. Till am not perfect. And you never learn. See, there was a very deceptive businessman. He used to tell people, you bring in money, let's do business. But he never invests his money. He asked people to bring in money and he said, I have the wisdom to run the business. Let us come together and let us run the business. My wisdom is my investment, your money is your investment. 50-50 partnership. And they do the business and he deceives them. He cheats them and he takes away all their money. And when they come on land and you have taken away all our money, you have not given anything. He says, I have given you experience. Okay, I have given you experience. So much of experience I have given you for the money I have taken. So he says, I never cheated you. Right? So if you really understand the story, similarly in our life, the other business line in the world, but we never come out with experience. We go, burn our fingers many times, but we still long for a little more. We still believe that the world can give. That means what? We have not yet centered in the self. Some, we are there in Bhagavad Gita class, we are there in Tirupati Balaji, we are there wherever Sangeet is going on, Satsang is going on, but yet, inside, I still feel there is something in the world. एकमस्ति अभी तक नहीं हुआ लाइक द्रौपदी व्हेन शी वाज डिसरोब्ड इन द पार्लियामेंट शी वाज होल्डिंग ऑन टू द साड़ी विद वन हैंड एंड देन विद वन हैंड शी वाज कॉलिंग द परमात्मा भगवान भगवान डिड नॉट कम बट स्टिल वन हैंड व्हाई बिकॉज़ वन हैंड इज स्टिल होल्डिंग ऑन द वी आर लाइक दैट द फर्स्ट थ्री कैटेगरी इज लाइक दैट व्हेन फाइनली द्रौपदी अंडरस्टूड She drew both her arms. You see the picture in many places. Both her arms up. That is Jnana. That is Nitya Yuktaha Eka Bhakti. Eka Bhakti, you get closer and closer and closer to the self. Very interesting. When you go into the temple, first there is a wall. You cross that wall. You go into next level. Then there is another round of wall. You cross that, you go to the next. There is another closest wall. You cross that. Then you inside you see the tomb. You go into the sanctum sanctorum, there is Bhagavan. We all in our writing you see various masks we wear. Persona. Various masks. We are deceiving each other wearing these masks. Right? But as love happens, you become closer and closer. The masks slowly drop. Why? Because finally the two has become one. When you are just with yourself, is there any deception? Is there any secret? Do you keep anything away from yourself? Wherever there is love, that oneness has happened, there is no more secrecy anymore. Only innocence, pure innocence, just like you being
just with yourself.
You understand? Slowly when you get closer and closer to Paramatma. In other words, you can be in Balaji in such crowd, but you are a thief, let us say. You have gone there to pickpocket. But how would you go there? You will dress up like a bhakta. Are you seeing? You will dress up like a bhakta. You will mingle one among the bhakta crowd there. They will not be able to find you. But deep inside, you know.
So the bhakta dress is your mask.
Isn't it? That's the mask. It's very interesting. How in our life, every one of us are wearing masks. Seldom we really meet the true person. And the thing is, over so many days and years you keep on wearing the mask,
the deception has gone to such great extent where you start believing that you are that mask itself.
That's the problem. That is the level to which we have gone now. So when true love happens, the masks should fall. Really? Naturally it will happen. Because two has become now one. There is no more duality. There is no more two people. Right? So that is what he is saying. Yeka bhaktir vishishyate. He got closer and closer to the self. As a result of which he has lost all his marks. He has become one with the divinity. Jnani is the epitome of courage. That acceptance that I have been talking about in this portion, if you remember, last week also I spoke about. You go to the mandir. If you are a thief, I am a thief. A very interesting thing happens. You are not putting a persona. You are not going there as a bhakta. You are a thief. You are going there as a thief. And the very interesting thing that happens is, when you go there as a thief, you are not putting on any mask. What happens instantly there is, in front of Bhagavan, the thing that is there in you to steal drops. So the first thing in overcoming prakriti, in overcoming any addiction, in overcoming anything that is binding you, is acceptance. This is the meaning in Christianity. They talk about confession. You are going and accepting that I am this. You are the Kadesh. That is spirituality. What is spirituality? You are not going as a bhakta there, but you are a beggar there. Somebody sent me a SMS, long time ago, one of my friends. He said, I was a non-believer of God, but a friend of mine insisted that I go to temple, and when I went to temple, I saw so many beggars sitting in front of the temple outside, and I passed them and I entered inside. When I came back, I understood that there are more beggars inside, greater beggars inside than outside. But the beggars are all dressed up as devotees. Outside beggars at least
show themselves as beggars. But the beggars who are going inside are all dressed up as devotees. You can cheat anybody else. You can't cheat Paramatma. Are you with me? Paramatma knows. So when you go to Paramatma, at least just be yourself. Courage. You can be in whatever persona, Paramatma will know. Otherwise he is not Paramatma.
Isn't it? So that is what he is saying. Yeka bhaktir vishishyate. He excels. Why? He has dissolved all his marks. He has got that courage to be what he is. And accepted whatever comes. And the fact that he accepted and he became the courageous, all his path is washed away. I am extremely dear to him and he is dear to me.
See, this looks like Bhagavan is saying he is having some preferential attachment, that he is devoted, he is dear to such bhaktas.
What he is trying to say is he is dear to everybody. You understand? He has that love for everyone. But one who has got the courage to come in front of me totally as he is, totally naked, that person is very dear to me. In the sense, he has become myself.
He is turned towards me. He gets my blessings totally. He gets my grace totally.
Because he has no mask. You understand? See, in the Mahabharata, very interestingly, the story says, finally Duryodhana is about to have a duel between, there would be a duel between Duryodhana and Bhima. They suggest to Duryodhana, you know, your mother, because the Gandhari has been closing her eyes and living all her life, she's got so much of power. So if you go in front of her absolutely naked, your entire body will become like Vajra. Thereafter in the duel there, they'll have that mace fight. Anyway, Bhima will hit you, nothing will happen. So he's going naked. And Krishna comes and taunts him. When he taunts him, he covers the midvision and goes. And when Gandhari opens her eyes and she sees this is what I've done. And when the duel is happening, Krishna is indirectly indicating to Bhima to strike him on his thighs. And that's how he is defeated. Isn't it? You know the story. What is interesting is, when we have to receive the grace totally, we have to become absolutely innocent. From child, we move to childishness. From childishness, we have to become childlike. For us to enjoy the total bliss of God. So that is what he is saying. He is very dear to me, I am very dear to him. Because he has become so close and he has become absolutely innocent. That courage that he is suffering, that jnani. So he says, Kesha jnani nityayita. And the nityayita comes when? When, I have explained this many times, when you face the world, see the world, look, don't be having any prejudice, as if there is something going to come from it, as if there is nothing in it. Many times what happens is, you think reading helps you to look at the world without judgment. But many times what happens is, reading clouds our mind, because you read books of people who have already told you there is nothing in the world. There is nothing in the world. Kuch nahi milne wali. Kuch nahi milne wali. So what happens is, you are going in front of the world with such a prejudice that there is nothing in the world. So you fail to see that there is nothing in it. See, your preconceived notion that there is nothing in the world fails you from seeing there is nothing in it. As long as you haven't seen there is nothing in it, you are centering in Paramatma never happens. Please understand. And therefore what Vedanta says is, do not have any vision. Don't cloud yourself in your brain thinking that there is something in it. Running after it as if there is something in it. Don't have prejudice. There is nothing in it. Just go. See it for yourself. And when you see that there is nothing outside, then the mind turns inside. Till then, it doesn't turn towards Paramatma. If at all it turns towards Paramatma, it will be like the first three. It is turned for what? To get something from the outside.
Is like the three categories you mentioned. One is of course the unhappy, then the materially inclined, and the knowledge. So the three he would equate equally, like the knowledge seekers are at the same level as the material seekers, for example.
They are absolutely the same because both are all of the world. But within the world, there is degree change. Somebody is seeking something gross, somebody is seeking something subtle. That's about it. But within the world there are levels, what are you want to segregate the levels. But from the Paramatma level it's the same. Whether you seek the knowledge or you seek the material wealth, everything is material. In other words, whether you seek gold or diamond, platinum or stone, everything is passing and fleeting. Everything is material. In fact, the fellow who is seeking knowledge probably takes more time to turn towards God because it's giving him subtle pleasure. You know, in the Gita Raja Upanishad, the master says, those who are involved in the world are in darkness. Those who are involved in spirituality are in blinding darkness. I'm not saying this. In Isavaja Upanishad, the master is saying, Andam Tama. One is ordinary guru, other is super guru. The super guru is one of, even when you are using it, you have to be careful. Otherwise your fingers can get stuck. And that product they have done. I am not
super glue.
Okay. So that is what he is saying. Those who are attached to gross, at least you will be able to see. Subtle is even more dangerous. That is why, if you see, following is even more dangerous. You understand? Because it's very subtle joy that you are getting. Like, you are given up the world and you are standing with nothing, and because of that 10,000 people are there or 10 million people are there. That to give up all those 10 million people and seek the truth, the most difficult thing to do. That's the most difficult thing to do. See, what is the proof that you have love? One of the most important things to know is that in love, wherever there is love, true love, there is no secret. You will just be yourself. There is no pretension. There is no wearing of mask. Understand? There is no wearing of mask. That is true spirituality. Just being yourself. And a fellow who has come up to that level means what? He is ready to give up everything. You don't come up to that level, you will never get rid of your addictions, you will never get rid of anything. You will be going on in the world. You are putting the persona of a good fellow, or you are putting the persona of a different kind of identity. But when you come to Paramatma, there finally, after having crossed all that, you should be able to be like Buddha. Then you are a jnana. Otherwise, somewhere you are stuck. Either in the gross material things or subtle material things.
Person
Draupadi
also
has
to be helpless,
and that's why he says,
now Lord,
we are
the
only Savior. Isn't that what we all should be? See, when a person is shameless, or shamelessness, he or she can become naked. Out of total love, also you become naked. In the case of Draupadi, it was not helplessness. It was understanding that still I am holding on. I have to give up totally. Then holding on to Paramatma as an individual. I told you, and that's why I gave you the example. Bigger circle, medium circle, small circle. I am a small circle. Prakriti is big. Whenever I fight against nature, who will win?
Nature
only will win. So if I want to fight against nature, I must understand I am a speck in the nature. So the speck can never win over the nature. But when the speck will identify itself with the bigger one, Paramatma, in front of Paramatma, nature becomes small. Then slowly the nature will lose its grip over him. That is the idea of rising above anything. So when any challenge that you are overpowered by, when you get total identification with the self, with that awareness you walk. Then slowly you will see the fact that you have clearly
brought yourself to that acceptance, that acceptance will take your, what do you call, the hindrances, the addictions.
There is no other method. So in the case of Draupadi, it was not the negative way of helplessness that you probably understood. In the case of Draupadi, she understood that if at all there is somebody who could help me. Imagine in the same, in the parliament where Bhishma is sitting, this is happening. And Bhishma could not come for her help.
She went for help, no, basically.
That's what I'm saying. Obviously, help means what? You understand that you are limited and I'm caught. To, I have to fight against the bigger circle. I am a small circle. Accepting that I am a small circle, I am calling for the biggest circle, which is Paramatma. But when I am calling for the bigger circle, still I am thinking that I could also conquer this. By the time Paramatma comes, let me keep fighting. Thinking that I could conquer, it has not become total. When it becomes total, instantly the Paramatma comes.
You have to identify yourself with
total, totally.
Yes, totally.
That's what, when he says that, doesn't mean you give up your functioning. See, please understand this. Last few classes you must listen to your colleagues. Then you understand the thought flow. See, when you walk in life, you understand that when you were in your mother's womb, there is a force which took care of you when you were in your mother's womb that made sure that whatever is needed for you was given. And you were successfully born. Believe me. Now that you are born, it's the same force that is actually behind you. Like when we play that go-karting, no? You go to this mall for this go-karting, right? Children and adults, everybody plays that. It's fun. You get into that car and they start. And once they start, everybody is moving.
What you must understand is, wherever the car is moving, niche electricity is there. Excuse me. When that is switched off, nothing moves.
So similarly, behind there is this hand of divinity. Wherever I go, so I move with that understanding, but I keep moving. But while moving, I don't move with my eyes closed. I move with my eyes open. The moving with my eyes open means with my buddhi. But my buddhi understands its own limitation.
Are you with me? That buddhi, when it understands its own limitation, both hands are left. Till the buddhi is thinking that it could solve the problem. Are you with me? It will never
be able to. That ego has to be clean drop. The moment the ego drops, suddenly the divinity from within is seen totally. And that destroys all your path.
Thereafter, there is no childishness in you. Childishness is equal to mask.
Thereafter there is no more mask. And suddenly you find no stress. It's very interesting. No tiger wears a mask. No animals wear a mask. There is no stress. What do you mean? We as human beings wear masks. The personality. And over a period of time, so much of conditioning. And the worst form of conditioning is what? Spiritual conditioning. And that is why those who stand in that kind of a mask, fighting with each other, one is also claiming to be a devotee of God, other is also claiming to be a devotee of God, but fighting. If you say you are a devotee of God, there should be oneness and love. How can they be fighting and killing? So in other words, you are wearing that mask. That mask is a deadly mask. The most dangerous mask to wear. That innocence that he is talking about Krishna here. this Tesha Jnani Nityayuktaha. Nityayuktaha means he has understood the pettiness of it. Anything is promised, it is limited. Krishna came running from inside the palace, hearing that Sudama has come to see him. Why? Because Sudama did not make up and come. You know, very interesting. He didn't say, okay, I'm going inside, I'm going to see my friend. But if I dress up nicely and go only, then they'll allow me. If I go like this, because they won't allow me. He didn't bother about those things. I'm going to go like this. If I'm allowed inside, I'll go. But not allowed to come back. He went as it is. The tomb closed. Right? There was no pretension. If you want Bhagavan ka darshan totally come to you, drop the pretension. Bhagavan ka kuch nahi chahiye. You are doing everything else.
What is that? Writing checks, doing charity, annadan. I'm not saying don't do all those things. But pretension ko drop karo. Bina pretension ko drop karke, you will not get the blessings of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is telling who is dear to him. Who is dear to him does not mean that he has certain satisfaction. Who can actually partake in that kingdom? One who has dropped all pretension. You got to come to that level of unpretentiousness which the animal kingdom and all other kingdom is practicing consciously. In all other kingdom it is happening unconsciously. Consciously you come to unpretentiousness. It requires tremendous courage.
It's not easy. It's not a joke. Oh, what will happen? What will they think? What will she think? But I want Bhagavan.
उदारा सर्वे वैते ज्ञानीत्वात्मैव मे मतम् ज्ञानीत्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तितसहियुक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमाङ्गतिम् उदारा सर्वे वैते ज्ञानीत्वात्मैव मे मतम् आस्तितसहियुक्तात्मा मामेवानुत्तमाङ्गतिम्
Noble indeed are all these. He is saying all the four categories are noble. Udara, Sarva, Evaite. All these four categories are noble. But Jnani I deem as verily myself. For steadfast in mind, he is established in me alone as the supreme goal. Even though all these people are noble, I already explained to you why they are noble. At least they are trying to hold on to the biggest circle. But in holding on to the biggest circle, only one hand is holding on. In the case of Pastri. In the case of Jnani, both hands are holding. Therefore he says, the Jnani I deem verily myself. When the ego is lost, when the river loses its individuality, it has become one with the ocean. See, Ganga has a different color. Yamuna has a different color, right? Different traits each river has. But when the river go and merge in ocean, all become one flavor. Isn't it? All has become one. Individuality is lost. Totality is gained. When you get closer and closer to the furnace, what happens? You become fire. You throw iron ball into a furnace which is 1500 degrees Celsius.
what will happen to the eyeball? Become fire. Who is God? If you have to go through the definition of divinity, what is divinity? Divinity, in the absolute sense, what is that? Nani becomes really myself. I deem himself, him as myself only. What happens to him when he gets closer and closer to the Bhagavan? All conditionings have dropped. He becomes unconditioned. Divinity is unconditioned. All conditionings have dropped. He has no conditioning. We are all conditioned. At different levels, the so-called education that we are talking about is conditioning. What do you mean? When you really start thinking, you become unconditioned. Why we are so scared of dropping this conditioning? But when you start getting closer, the awareness starts burning more and more in you. All conditionings will drop. That is why you become a big headache to the society. See, in a society, you've got to be like them. Krishna was a problem. Any person who reaches that state, or started reaching that state, drops all conditioning. As you see, drops you. But they're coming. Dress up differently. Children, what the hell? What should I? This is my health, I'm just being honest. What should I put on? That's not me. I'm just myself. I'm doing me as it is. If they want to relate, let them relate. Sudama went as he is. Krishna came running. If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, you have to become a child. That's all he says. Jnani has become a child. Totally innocent. Absolutely unconditioned. When you get closer and closer and closer, you become God absolutely unconditioned. Thereafter there is no more conditioning. You will just be yourself. And that is when you really live. You begin to live in your life when you are just being yourself. How these masks have come into being is very interesting. Isn't it? If you really sit down and think, you will be so stunned to see how many masks we are wearing. If an actor is so busy, he is constantly changing his mask. Makeup kit is always with him. Constantly changing the
mask.
That's what we are doing. When we can be totally unconditioned, is really myself. Because God is unconditioned. When are you your... When he says, no, he is really, I deem him as really myself. So that's why I ask you, what is the definition of God? Unconditioned consciousness. Everything else is conditioned. When all conditioning drops, you become pure consciousness. That is Jnani. And why are you wearing the conditioning? You still wear the conditioning because you are still expecting something from the world. When you have understood that there is nothing I can get from the world, you draw all your conditioning. So the dropping happens when your intellect understands the futility of the worldly pursuit. When the futility of the worldly pursuit is understood and appreciated by your intellect, you drop all the conditioning. The reservoir of infinite from within you experience. That is almost instantaneous. Ramgita says you can't serve both God and Mammon. You only say serve one. So in spirituality, the most important thing is becoming unpretentious. In fact, when you become unpretentious, you are becoming spiritual. But in fact, one of the qualities he talked about in the Gita itself, we have not come to that portion yet, he will talk about unpretentiousness. One of the names of Lord Krishna is Ranchodda. What is Ranchodda mean?
No,
he deserted the battlefield and ran. Two, three times he's done it. Many times he's done it. He didn't pretend. Being totally authentic even when you run, be that. What will the world think of me? I have to show that I am a strong person. A really strong person doesn't have to show that he is strong. Why do we call Mahatma Gandhi Mahatma? What do we call him as great Mahatma? Why Mahavir called him Mahavir? Was he having some 6 packs and 8 packs and the big muscles? You understand? Was he having all kind of these kind of packs? Are you with me? But we call him Mahavir, no? What is that Mahavir? When you are really Veer, no way, no need for you to show that. You don't show it at all. That is real Veer, no? So if you are still wanting to show, that means you still have value for the world. You are still not Nitya Yuktaha. Please understand this. Nitya Yuktaha Eka Bhakti, both has to be understood correctly. Unless you become Nitya Yuktaha Eka Bhakti will not happen. Nitya Yuktaha will happen when you have understood the futility of the world. You have no value. So why do you want to show you are inside, you are strong? World may understand you are strong, world may understand you are not strong. No problem. You are not painting to be known as a great painter. You are not writing poetry to be known as a great poet. Shakespeare did not live in opulence, utter poverty. The poetry just came to him. Now, you know, Shakespeare's poetry and all these things is being prose, everything is being appreciated. Many painters, they died in poverty. They just died in poverty. Our galleries are making money nowadays. You
understand? They wanted to die, so they make
more money. It's very interesting. It is unbelievably interesting if you think about it. That's what he's talking about here. They have no value for the world. They have the value for the Supreme. Because they understood that there is actually no value in the world. So they become totally integrated personality, not disintegrated personality, wearing so many masks. So that is that when you are really strong from within, whom do you have to show it to? If you still craving for that recognition, accept it. Now that gentleman, I think his name is Satyarthi, right? He's been given Nobel Prize. Nobody knew him till then. Suddenly all the channels are interviewing him. He continued his work. right? So the point here is, we need to understand from this, in this whole portion, this much only, that is saying, why is he saying Jnani is deemed really myself? Because he becomes totally unconditioned. But strength is inside,
outside,
so how does complete unconditionality work with your worldly responsibility? Like the examples you've taken, for like you know, with the writers and the artists, from whatever little I know, it's not like they had a very functional family life. Now all of us here have you know, families, and I feel if you have them, then you have a sense of worldly responsibility. So how does unconditionality and, you know, surrendering to God work with your...
You're starting from the surface. You just start from the center. You move far away from the center. Now you're asking for solution.
No, I'm not asking for solution.
I'm not answering in the language that you want me to answer, but I'm answering your question. See, you be yourself. And being yourself, whatever comes within that you live. But what you have done now is you put a circle which is far something else, which is not true. Now you are saying fit this in there. I can't fit it in. You understood? I understood your question.
This but I have not understood your answer.
Think about it again. They have understood. Ask them. At least I saw Ami's face glowing. I got it. See, what you must understand here is, you just be yourself. And whatever comes from that, result of your action, live yourself within that means. Huh? Who asked you to raise your means so high in the name of responsibility, giving power to your children? Huh? You raised it. As though that is the standard. Now you are trying to fit it in. Even now you are not understanding what I am saying.
I don't think I raised to that. It's our job to be, you know.
Excuse me.
All the Vedanta is saying is this. You be yourself. And whatever comes as a prasad, within that you live. But no, you have got some conditioning, I don't know what conditioning that is. You raise the bar so much. Now you are suffering because of that. And you are trying to justify your, ignorance. As if it's because of responsibility. What do you mean to say? Poor man is not being responsible to his child when he sends his child to a government school? I am not saying only send to government school. Please understand what I am trying to say. You are saying the contrary. See, the problem is you moved far away from the center now. This is what is happening. Now all of us are living at the periphery.
No, if I can just add a little bit, we cannot live like Mirabai. We have to live on and do our function.
What you are trying to tell you, tell me here. Having
to
the mark, but I should not have stressed, not possible.
No, I'm not saying that at all. And you know,
you're not saying that. I'm telling her. Sorry. You tell what you want to say. Yeah. You are not Mirabai. I'm not.
I'm saying we cannot live. I'm not saying I'm not Mirabai. I can be Mirabai, but I still have to live in my life, right? If I'm married, I have a husband. I cannot be like Mirabai locked up in a room and just do a Krishna.
Who's telling you to do that?
Mira didn't do that.
But I never spoke about Mirabai now.
No, my question, I'm just adding to what she said, I see from what I understand is. And supposing we even feel like Mira, we still cannot because we have to live on. But
be fruitful to that level, at least show yourself at that level.
But I don't
try to.
I'm sorry. No, I think that I'm not at the stage where I even want to do that. I don't know what I'm saying. I want to be with my friends and my family and my children, and to me that's important and I enjoy it. But there's a contradiction, not financially, I'm not talking about that part, you know, like the poor and the rich person. I'm thinking we have, okay, I feel I have some responsibilities which I want to fulfill. I'm not ready to say I'm done and that's it, you know, go fend for yourself.
Vedanta is not saying that.
Yeah.
Maybe you get that idea that Vedanta is asking you to drop your responsibility. Vedanta is only trying to tell you that let your responsibilities not lord over you. Let your responsibilities not make you lose yourself. If your responsibility is making you to lose yourself, hell with that responsibility. Think about that responsibility. Reevaluate that responsibility. If your husband is making you lose yourself, reevaluate whether you want to live with that fellow. Whether it is your guru who is making you lose being yourself, reevaluate whether you want to continue accepting him as your guru. That's what Vedanta is saying. Don't sell Jesus for 30 silver coins. Don't be Judas Iscariot and be an idiot. All that Vedanta is trying to tell is, don't be responsible is not what Vedanta is saying. But if responsibility, in the name of responsibility, you are losing being yourself, then say bye-bye to that responsibility.
Sure.
Then it is not true responsibility.
You have to first evaluate yourself. Sir.
Just be yourself. See, nothing in this world is greater than being yourself. If there is something assured, because of that you have to lose yourself. See, why in the world, throughout the world, prostitution is considered as a lowly job? Did you ever think about it? Don't you even argue with me? He openly spoke to me one day in the class. The class is asking, what is wrong? I am paying and she is agreeing. What is wrong? So, then I have to explain to him, what is, I don't know what the society, how they look at it, I don't, spirituality doesn't look at it like that. What is prostituting? Selling your body. Selling yourself is prostitution, not devotion. Devotion is always unprostituting. When you say unprostituting devotion, what is that unprostituting devotion? Being yourself. You understand? When you don't sell yourself for anything else, when you sell yourself for anything else, it is prostitution.
So what is spirituality?
Is being totally unconditioned, absolute level being.
What is divinity?
That is it. Same thing.
Being spirituality.
When you are absolutely spiritual, you are one with the divinity. So as you start becoming spiritual, I am trying to tell you, as you start becoming spiritual, slowly, slowly your pretensions will drop. But today what is happening is, more and more I become spiritual, suddenly tilak is coming on my forehead.
No, so
I'm not saying you should not come.
Ultimately
when you are in
spirituality.
Attain spirituality,
you are
with divinity. One with divinity. Yes. So therefore, to answer your question, Shivani, responsibility, Vedanta is saying, be responsible. But if responsibility is going to take away being yourself, then you have to re-evaluate whether it is truly responsibility. You decide. I don't decide your responsibility. What if I try to deceive you? You know, your father may say this is your responsibility, your mother may say, your children may say, your husband may say, your wife may say, the society may say this is your responsibility. But if that is going to make you lose yourself, then according to me, it is not
responsibility.
No, but the first time when you answered, it went
no.
Second time it came in, because it makes sense. It answered.
That's what it is. Vedanta says, let not anything lord over you. See, why? See, please understand this. A crocodile, when it steps out of water, it is weak. When you step away from being yourself, you get stretched. Period. You can do whatever you want. You can attend so many stress management programs, give lecture also. Stress management, you will continue to be stressed if that is not your nature. You understand? And the burden will become so much after a while, you will write a letter like Ramlinga Raju wrote. You understand? I've been writing Tiger's Tale for a long time now. I can't hold it anymore, I'm not comfortable. You know what he wrote? I read it in this paper. Ramlinga Raju.
right? He wrote a letter saying that I have been holding on to a tiger, staying for a long time, riding on a tiger. I'm not comfortable riding on it, nor am I able to leave it now. But one day I personally feel the person has come to that level where he wrote a letter openly. I will not look at him, judge him though now. It requires tremendous courage to come up to that level. Because if you look at it, when you see every Vimala Ananda sin built and one conscience look within this, that point, in that poem, that in the end. Right? So we have to see, are we not losing ourselves? This is what kind of prostitution in that prostitution? Isn't it? So that's what he's saying here. Always, you know, you will see this word used, unprostituting devotion. But you want to ask yourself, what is this unprostituting devotion? Real devotion to God. Then what is it? Now that you've given up your responsibilities to your husband, wife, everything, and sitting in Mandir Roti all the time like Meera. Meera did not do this, first of all. Meera's thing is different. You understand? Meera was not like that. It's not to be understood like that. He just tried to be herself. That is what he's trying to say. Those who can enter my kingdom is those who remain pure. Pure is not coating of gold. You understand? If that comes naturally, it's different. What he's talking about is absolutely different. To enter the kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom, you have to be absolutely courageous. Because in this society, if you have to be yourself, you will lose a lot of friends and relatives. Do you have the courage? Meera has the courage. Do you have the courage? Society will talk about responsibility. Agar ye karenge, achcha bahu. You don't do it, you are not a bahu. I am not saying you go against them, just for the sake of going against. See, people everywhere, you know, what is happening is everywhere compromise. And you lead such a terrible life. You are surrounded by 30 silver coins, 100 Jesus nahi. That life is not worth living. You are not surrounded by 30 silver coins, but under Jesus' hand, that's a beautiful life. You have to ask yourself this question. That is what this chapter is, a fascinating chapter. Krishna is coming to that point now. He's talking about what is true devotion. In the name of devotion, sitting and shouting and putting out a loudspeaker also. Shri Krishna, nobody gets you. You understand? That is not devotion. Purity is not a coating. You say pure gold when there is no copper in it. You say pure copper when there is no other coating, even gold coating nahi hai. Agar uska upar gold coating hai, wo pure copper nahi hoga. Coating hai, wo gold coating hai, you may be ready to pay for it. Gold coated copper, very good, yeah. And available at the copper rate, somebody will buy it, but it will be impure copper. What he is saying is, you be copper if you are copper, but pure copper. Don't worry about gold coating on it. Then you can enter. That is Jnani. Jnani understands life is this, not that. That is proper by it.
Being true to yourself.
Absolutely being yourself. That is what he is talking about here, if you understand. He's telling Arjuna many times. Arjuna never pretended many times. He is always himself. It's very interesting. Yudhishthira was not given Gita. Arjuna was given Gita. It's interesting.
Yudhishthira was
Gita. Bhagavad Gita is given to whom?
Arjuna.
Arjuna, right? So,
in other words, what I am trying to say is, I am not saying Yudhishthira is qualified for that. We have a different debate on it.
No, no, no.
I am saying, Arjuna, be honest. I am confused.
Yes,
to admit that is easy.
Yes, tell that you
to come to admit that I am confused is not easy.
No,
that's it. The moment he admitted, I am confused. Gita starts.
I think even the guts to not know.
Huh?
He said he had the guts to ask Arjuna.
That's what I'm saying. And I think courageous person means who is courageous person? Who has no wants he understands. The highest value is being yourself. Earlier in the 3rd chapter also Krishna talked about Swadharma, right? He said, don't get into Paradharma. Even in Paradharma, if you are promised comfortable living, and even if you are inconvenient living in Swadharma, better to die in Swadharma than to excel in Paradharma. 35th verse, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 35. Shreya Swadharmo Vikudaha Paradharma Sunushtita Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya Paradharmo Vayava. Shreya, word used is Shreya. Shreya Swadharmo Vikudaha. Vigunaha means even if it is, devoid of merit. But it is better to be in Swadharma. Devoid of merit means what? What are you writing poetry, man? Become a cricketer, you can earn money. Sir, I am poet. My nature, my flavor is poetry. I will write poetry. It's not I will write poetry. Poetry will come to me. I will say that. You are maybe I will die as a poor fellow. But that poetry stands. Shreya Swadharmo Vigunaha Paradharma Swanushtita. Rather than getting into Paradharma. Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya Paradharmo Bayava. Being in Swadharma is Shreya. That Paradharma is fruitful. Because it, you lost your life for 30 silver coins. Better to lose 30 silver coins, but be yourself. That is devotion. Innocent. But that, to come to that stage, you have absolute faith only in God. You are not bothered about what the world thinks of you. World may say, because of this, you are not getting Bharat Padma. No problem. Keep your part of the world. Not that. But the moment you compromise, it's finished. Instantly you see your stress comes. Instantly. Because deep inside you know you are disintegrated. You are not integrated anymore. You are disintegrated. Isn't it? Inside is something, outside is something. Compromise. Tansen tells Akbar, when Akbar asked, is there a better singer than you? Yes, my guru, you have not heard him. Oh, then come in, let him sing here. He said, what are you joking? You have to go there, he is not going to come here. Oh, okay, I'll go. And both of them go. One day in the morning, early morning, suddenly he sings. He says, he is not. Tell him to sing here. Keep quiet. When he sings, you have to hear. So they travel with him. Suddenly one day in the morning, early morning, he sings. And when he sings, Akbar is mesmerized. He asks, how is this man, my God? I thought you were the greatest singer. This guy is unbelievable. You are right. What is this guy? What is the difference? I sing for Akbar. He sings for Allah. You understand? That's the difference. When you sing for Allah, Akbar, it's totally different kind of singing. Krishna takes the flute and plays the flute. It is said that gopis used to be attracted, even cows used to come to him. What is this? They are thinking that they are not thinking to get money out of it or a name out of it to be considered as a best singer. You bring yourself to being yourself. You find out what is that flavor. All that Krishna is trying to say in the Gita is everything is unique in the painting of God. You travel, you see, every time you see the clouds, no pattern. Isn't it?
sun is shining through the clouds and this is a totally different pattern. No repetition whatsoever. No lecture is same. When an original God sings, no singing is same. Never repeats. When Krishna sang to Uddhava, it was a different... Inside is same, but it was a total... Because he is talking about himself. When he is talking about himself, does he have to prepare and go? If somebody asks you, talk about Madhushri, you don't have to prepare. If you are, you are talking about yourself. You understand? When you are talking about yourself, there is no preparation needed. This is what it is. You will be authentic, you will be original. If that time your mood was Shoka mode, Shoka song will come. If that time your mood was exuberant song will come. That is being authentic. That is being original. You understand? That can happen only, that can happen inspiration. It is not incentive. Incentive is not there. You understand? What is the name of Panchayat Guru? I think it's Haridas.
Haridas,
no? Is there a road on Haridas in Delhi?
No.
Panchayat Mark.
Panchayat Mark.
That is life. In that is life. Please understand this. Ramtita is seldom known. Swami Ramtita is seldom known. In poem.
Usually the followers who propagate the Guru.
Many valuable things nobody knows. Really valuable things nobody knows. All useless things many people know. See, in Andrew Del Sarto poem, Robert Browning says, less is more. You understand the sentence less is more? You will go through some sort. Just make one sentence, less is more. That is it. All sorts of nonsense is being, even in the mundane world, real thing is hardly known. Fakes are all very popular. It's a fact.
That's the human psyche, right?
That's how it is. But real, original is not bothered about being known.
And they don't care.
They don't care. They just live. It's life. You understand? Unless you are also deep enough, you will not see it. You are conditioning about spirituality also. That is the problem. That is the worst, because you have idea. It's like, it's not like a measurement, you know. If this height and this weight is there, you are spiritual. So everybody, that's what has happened now. If you are this, then you are beauty. If you are not this, then you are beauty. Who decides whose body is
that?
Who decides that? Therefore, what you are doing is, you are trying to file, you are trying to cut, you are trying to smoothen, you are trying to sharp, you finish khatam. Khatam, you sold yourself. You sold yourself. That's it. Now, I am not saying you should not choose that. You choose that. But understand, in this there is no stress, in that there is stress. And when you will understand that stress now, the stress hits you deeply, you will live it. You will not want to continue like that anymore. You will live it. But till then, you will not live it. You will continue. The day it hits you, that is why Krishna says, less than me, just less than me. The day it hits them, you will write like Vasudeva Raj. Baba, I don't want to write on this anymore, Baba. It is unbelievably stress. I can't do this anymore. Then you are turning towards divinity. Then you are turning towards truths of life. So therefore it says, Tesham Jnani Nityukha Yeka Bhaktir Vishishyate. Vishishyate means what? He excels. He lives his life totally. That is excellence.
Isn't it? What is excellence? Living your life totally, that is excellence. We are losing our life for a petty partner. So here he says, noble indeed are all these, but jnani, I did really money. So he has become totally unconditioned. He is steadfast in mind. His mind is rooted in it. He is established in me alone as the Supreme Lord. World doesn't know me. No problem. I don't think for Akbar. I think for Allah. Nature may, is there any best coconut tree? Just is. He's not bothered. You understand? I'm giving more less. Why is he giving less and he's being appreciated? I'm giving more but I'm not being appreciated. Such me. That goes about. In nature, everything is living what Krishna is talking about unconsciously. And human being can live it consciously. That's the potential he's got. But he never attains that perfection. That's the problem.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Thank you.